Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the fan hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. He's 2 for 2 on the porch tour. We're working in the afternoon. Michael McHenry joins us. Michael, we're poolside at this one. How do you feel about that?
I'm in Miami. How do you feel about that?
Wow. Hammered us, Jim.
That didn't last long, did it?
No. Oh,
trying
my
to one up. I mean,
gosh.
He just hammered us.
Did you guys?
No big overhand right from Michael McHenry. Mike, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Anyway, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, down to business. Man, we got a right hand and a left hand from him. 5.5 games behind in the wild card, Mike. Buyers, sellers, that's the big question. What do you do if you're Neil Huntington, or do you have to wait and see how this trip through Ohio plays out?
I think you always look for the best deal. I know I've heard buying, I've heard selling. I think you look what you need for this team right now. You look for what you need for the future. And if there's an opportunity to be made to make your team better, I mean, I don't think this team's very far off from being at the top of the major leagues. You know, they've had some ins and outs. They've had some things that they've had to learn and grow from with some of these young guys. But I think he's got to continue to look for anything and everything and try to make those dynamic deals that he's made in the past, and A.J. Burnett, Liriano, just do what you can with what you have.
Now, Michael, there's an interesting situation that's going on right now. The first pitch is in 2 hours and 5 minutes, and there's no lineup posted yet, and none of the reporters that are there have tweeted out a lineup. So far we don't know, and the guys, Rob Beerteufel, tweeted that Hurdle had said would have been under an hour ago, whenever he met with the media before the game, where usually they discuss the lineup and they'll ask questions about the lineup, he said it was still being decided in terms of the bullpen, the bench makeup. Sean Rodriguez is there. What's it like if you're a player in the clubhouse, you're expecting something to happen, they don't tell you what it's going to be? What's the atmosphere like for the players right now?
It's always awkward and a little weird, but I would assume they probably know more than what they're saying. A lot of times in the game, like the move that's been made, they want to be politically correct and right with you know, how they say it, how they present it and whatnot. So the move's probably been made. They're just trying to figure out how to make the dynamic work, who they want in the lineup, who's going to shift, if they're going to add one or two players to the team today and send one or two guys down, or maybe someone's kind of on the fringe of being hurt. There's a lot of things that go into it. That's why I couldn't imagine being in the front office. I couldn't imagine being personnel and trying to make all those decisions. But at the end of the day, like, they're going to make what they think's right and what's best for the team.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Michael McHenry joining us here on the Fan Hotline. What's the evaluation? I know you've been through this probably times that you got your bell rung, but what's the evaluation with Cervelli, and is there a real chance that his catching days could be close to ending?
It's terrifying. I mean, comes back, plays a couple games, then is right back on the DL. He keeps switching masks, trying different things. He's got to figure some things out and see, you know, realistically, is this putting him in harm's way? And if it is it worth it? I mean, you know, you only have one life, and baseball's crazily important, but you only have one life, you only have one brain. You've probably heard of all the horror stories in the NFL, and, you know, there's a lot that can be said and a lot that can be done about all that's going on right now, but he's got to use every element, everything he can to try to figure out how to make his head better, try to combat what's going on and have a good approach when he does come back, because I don't think he can keep getting his bell rung.
Well, Michael, he obviously wants to play, and we've seen him. I don't know if he's come back too soon on any of those occasions. When you were a catcher, you guys obviously take a lot of punishment. Did you ever refuse to admit, in other words, you were in at least some sense of denial where you wanted to keep playing, maybe you shouldn't have played, and yet you kept playing?
I mean, you guys know my personality. I would have taken a bullet and kept playing. There's probably a bunch of times. I was only diagnosed with a concussion once. The protocols and everything are a lot different now. They're a lot more tentative with all those things. Like they're going to pull you off the field. They're going to give you a concussion test pretty quick if you get a foul tip. Right when you go in the dugout, they'll take you underneath into the tunnel. You know, put a light in your eyes, see how your pupils are dilating, and do all those different things. Now it's just completely changed ever since NFL and all that stuff with the, I believe it's CTE or something like that has come out. So all the protocols, all the medical stuff has kind of changed of what the medical staff does with guys that get their bell rung. So, I mean, Cervelli, that he came back, they had to think he was okay. You have to pass this crazy test on the computer. I mean, it's hard enough when you don't have a concussion. So if you can't pass it with a concussion, like, you can't get on the field.
Michael McHenry joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Not to put the cart before the horse, but let's say that it is for the very long term. Has Diaz shown you enough that he is an everyday guy behind the plate?
Yeah, he showed me that years ago. I think he's still going to refine his game some. You know, you see how good his arm is, and because of that, he's kind of like Maldonado when he was with the Brewers. Maldonado would make 8 to 10 errors a year, but he'd also make it up with throwing about 8 or 10 guys out that most people just normally wouldn't throw out. So you just kind of play that even odds type thing with that. And then his receiving continues to get a little bit better, kind of pulling balls back into the zone, throwing it back to the middle of the plate. His pitch calling, I thought, and the way he's kind of demanded success from some of these pitchers, and the shift in what he sees in the middle of the game, and being able to adjust on the fly and really let the game tell him some different things. I thought also Stallings was outstanding in his start the other day, the way he handles Holmes. He really took control of the whole game. I love him as a backup. I think he could be a guy that could be known as a really special player, a guy that's dynamic with handling his pitching staff. So, yeah, I like Diaz. I like Stallings. And obviously we all know what Cervelli can do.
Michael, what else stuck out to you over the last week and stuff that I know that everything, you know, came together would be the catch-all phrase that we would use, but maybe specifically when you watch, say, guys that had slumped earlier, guys like Polanco, guys like Josh Bell, did you see anything specifically from them last week that would lead you to believe that that's going to continue instead of, you know, going away at some point as it had before?
They started having quality at bats again. There for a little while, it seemed like everybody was just swinging early and often, and I know Hurdle is a big believer. Like, the more swings you can take in a bat, the better. You're not going to swing your way out of it. You're not going to walk your way out of a slump. But at the same time, I feel like these guys started to get balanced, be on time, really started hitting their own pitches. And I really liked what they did on the defensive side of the ball, too. It seemed like they're more or less trusting their ability. They didn't look like they were playing tentative anymore. There for a little while, it seemed like every loss they had was the end of the world. And, you know, it sucks losing, but at the end of the day, you got to go out, play your best baseball, and not worry about it. And my favorite part out of anything, the way they played, is they're playing with each other. Didn't look like they were worried about the management. Didn't look like they were worried about the fans. It didn't look like they were worried about the front office. It looked like they were playing for the 25 guys on that bench and in the field. And that's what winning teams do. Every team I've ever been a part of is one. You just play for each other every day.
Mike, Jim and I had this discussion the other morning. We were doing the morning show, and we talked about how people say, you know, in the public, well, the All-Star break really came at a bad time because the Pirates were 8-1. They were rolling into it. But isn't rest something that you welcome no matter what? Or is there truth to the fact that they would want to keep playing?
I think there's probably a little bit of truth to them wanting to keep playing. You know, you want to ride those highs. But at the same time, you know, given that bullpen, you know, you saw that 7, 8, 9, and Santana, Crick, and Vasquez, how much they threw since they were winning so much. But giving them a break and some of these guys that probably need it, like Holmes didn't get an all-star break so in the minor league, so he needed it. Kingham, those guys needed those breaks too. So I think it came at a really good time, as weird as that sounds, because you can go in that all-star break and just literally sulk in victory over the last week and a half of how well you played, what you did, kind of have that reflection instead of showering it off, you kind of shower it on.
Michael, we've got a game in progress right now between the Cardinals and the Cubs where St. Louis is leading 15-1, and we have a position player pitcher alert where Tommy La Stella came on with two outs and a whole bunch of runs in the sixth inning, and Yadier Molina swung at the first pitch and flied out to end the inning. Were you ever in a position where, actually, number one, did you ever go into pitch as a position player? I would think that would be unusual for a catcher. But number two, were you ever in a game where you had to face a position player as a pitcher, which actually puts a lot of pressure on the batter, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Last year I actually pitched for the very first time. I got three innings in. I had about a 68 ERA. Gave up a home run to Pedro Alvarez. Had a strikeout. Caught a pop-up back to me, threw some knuckleballs, tried the Cueto effect with the shimmy and the shake, threw some sidearm pitches. I had a blast doing it. I didn't want to get hurt, so I didn't try to throw too hard or do anything crazy, but, you know, you just feel like you're back in the Little League. And on the other side, I did face guys as position players. Like Mitch Moreland was one guy I faced. He came in throwing 94, 95 from the left side, and I still can't figure out what happened. I blacked out. I was like, is this guy really throwing 94, 95, which is a disgusting breaking ball, and he's a first baseman? What is going on right now? So you just never know what you're going to get. Some of these guys pitched or closed in college, and they come in. Like, I'd love to see Jordy Mercer every now and then just come in and see what he's still got from when he closed at Oklahoma State.
Michael McHenry in Miami. Mike, we're not going to bother you anymore. You're on vacation. We're going to let you get back to it. Even though we're poolside, you may have one-upped us just a little bit.
Yeah, so, I think so. I think he's got us.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation. We'll chat again soon, Mike.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks. God bless.
Absolutely right. The best. Oh, man. We were going to – we'd love it. We set him up.
And I had no idea what the answer was for that question, and it's great that he had answers both sides. Pedro?
So it must have been in a minor league game.
A triple A game.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. By the way, it is 5:15, and it's almost time for tip-off of the weekend. Well, it is the weekend, pretty much. The best way to tip off any weekend is always at Archie's on Carson Street in the South Side with their famous wings. We come right back. And, you know, I noticed something in that James Harrison interview on ESPN that I want to tell you about coming up next here. Or on FS1, excuse me, that I want to tell you about coming up here. This is the Fan Morning Show.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.